You have the power. You have power over your thoughts. You have power over your actions. You have power over the way you spend your time. You have power over your attitude. You have the power to decide what you find enjoyable, the power to set goals and to achieve them. These powers are very real, quite substantial, and immediately accessible. Rather than seeking some elusive power over others, it is far more effective to make full use of the power you already have over your own affairs. The most potent power is not the power you seize, but rather the power you exercise. Those who crave more power usually do so because they're unable to make positive and effective use of the power they already have. The only meaningful power is the power you use, not the power you attempt to take. You have an abundance of power. The better use you make of it, the more of it you'll have. The strongest, most influential leaders lead not with borrowed or assumed power, but with a power that is truly their own. Exercise the power you already have, and it will grow even stronger. Author unknown. However, I received this from an instructor, Ms. Carla Duke. Ashe, she's now an ancestor. Ashe to Ms. Carla Duke. Peace.